The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Well, hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today, and we have got a lot of excitement heading your way. We'll talk about what's latest on the PGA Tour is a lot of the top golfers are at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, and so we'll check in a little bit there and give you a little bit of an update on who some of the players are, who's competing, who might have a chance to win this week. We also have PGA Tour veteran and broadcaster and entrepreneur, or we could go on and on, Paul Stankowski joining us here in just a little bit. And a little bit later, we have Bob Bupka, one of our favorite guys, broadcaster for, the last 35 U.S. Opens. He can give us a little preview because he comes from right in that neighborhood of Shinnecock, where Tiger Woods and all the boys will be playing at the next major. So Bob Bupka will be joining us in a little bit as well. Frank Bassett joins us, as always, from the Nashville studios. How's today in Nashville, Frank?
It's raining. What do you expect? Gloomy, raining, golf courses are flooded, cart path only.
Ouch.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, Nashville.
What the heck? What the heck?
Nastyville. Let's start calling it Nastyville. I'm ready to move. I want to go to Hilton Head.
Yeah, you just came back from Hilton Head.
I know.
You were on the road for a little bit there. You were at the Masters, and then you went up to RBC in Hilton Head.
About to head to the Players' Championship. Going to stop off, as we always do when we go to Florida. I drive down because I like to spend some time visiting friends along the way, a few that I have. and Valdosta, in Valdosta, the Kinderloo Inn, always hosts us right there, right off the expressway heading toward Florida. A great place, a great steakhouse, and a great golf course they're attached to, Kinderloo Forest, where they had a web.com event several years ago. Great place. So thank you, Kinderloo Inn. We'll see you soon. Heading to the Players.
It'll be there before you know it. The schedule just keeps moving on. And as I said, the U.S. Open, not right around the corner, but before you know it, it'll be here, and the drama will continue once again. So, a lot of good stuff. And, again, like we said, the tour right now in New Orleans is maybe another first-time winner. Who knows? Cameron Smith, Jonas Blix, playing again this year, along with a lot of other top golfers that we'll talk about in just a little bit. But we got a guy on the phone who's on his way to a very busy meeting or golf outing or something, so we got to get to him as quick as we can. Paul Stankowski joins us once again. How you doing today, Stanky?
Boys, I'm doing well. Now, I'm not going to a meeting. I'm going to my chiropractor, Troy Van Beezen's office
Yes,
Dallas, and I'm going to go get tuned up because, you know, of all the things I got going on in my life, right, over the last few years, PGA Tour Entertainment, Francis Edward, Icon Golf, there's one element that I've kind of not participated in, and that was the professional golf world. Well, I was doing a charity event for Project Shelter at Preston Trail yesterday and doing belts for Francis Edward, and when I finish, I get in my car, I look at my phone, and I got in the field this week on the web.com. So I've been on the golf course five times in the month of April. I spent the end of this past weekend landscaping, dumping two and a half yards of 2x4-inch river rock into my yard and a ton of flagstone and chopstone. So I did that. So I should be ready. What do you think?
Yeah. Preparation for me.
He won't be able to bend over and pick the ball up out of the hole.
I found out yesterday. I went and I got a massage last night. I called Troy and I said, can you squeeze me in this morning? So I'm headed there now to get make sure my body is tuned up. And I leave tomorrow morning. I'm going to go blind. And
where are we playing this week? Where's the web.com?
You're going to Indiana, aren't you?
We're in Indiana at Victoria National. Unbelievably good golf course.
Easy track.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I played there in 2012 and 13, and I thought it was hard. I shot 80, I think, or 82 the second day in 13. It was windy, but still, it was I think I can count the 80s in my professional career on one hand, and that was one of them. And so it's a golf course that has a lot of weird visuals for me as a cutter. And So, yeah, haven't played, hadn't practiced, didn't anticipate getting in until July, and
boom.
Here I am. So,
well, yeah. I'm just curious.
He's
I'm just
not
curious
far from us at Victoria National from Nashville. Maybe I'll run up there and cheer.
Brendan Sweeney, come see you. Yeah, no. One of the guys over at French Lick and cut over there. This is the United Leasing and Finance Championship, just to give him some props here. That's the name of the tournament that's playing at the Victoria National in Newburgh. I don't even know Indiana. I mean, my daughter went to school there, and I grew up right next door in Illinois. But where is Newburgh? Paul, is that up in Indianapolis area, or is it down south?
It's 3 hours south of Indianapolis, and like 2 hours or so west of Louisville.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's like north of Knoxville, basically. Just north of Knoxville, Tennessee, in that area.
Okay.
Yeah, United Leasing, though, Tim, is doing this tournament. So, Paul, you know your buddy Blaine Simmons will be there.
All right.
Blaine is with United Leasing now. That's Jordan's best friend. Blaine will be there, so get ready.
Well, if he was my buddy, then I probably wouldn't have been getting in yesterday. I would have got a sponsor exemption. But
exactly.
Really? Yeah. I'll call Blaine.
I'm just curious how that works. And I know it's pretty detailed and detailed how you guys get in and out of tournaments when you haven't played in a while. How does that all come about? There's a point system, lets them know you're in?
As a 48-year-old, I'm in a category named, get this, 48-49. Okay, so it's for 48-49-year-old, and it's all based on career money. And so I am, I think, sixth in line on that list. Guys ahead of me are Robert Gomez, Linklater, Sean McKeel, Cameron Beckman, guys like that. Ken Duke, Brett Quigley. I think guys who have made more than me in my career. And so I am, I found it's a hard category. It's hard to explain, but bottom line is if I'm one of the top three money winners of the 48-49 career money that want to play in that tournament, I get in.
Okay.
And just so happens that I was able to get in. Somebody withdrew. If they withdraw after noon on Monday, the alternates from the 48-49 category don't get in. It just goes right to the alternate list. So it's really a kind of a closed category that I'm finding out. I thought it was more open and had more common sense to it, but it really doesn't. So I'm, so I'm really locked out at, being number six or seven in line. So, I'm thankful I get an opportunity. I'm honestly, I got a lot of fear in me, about playing. Cause I hadn't been inside the ropes since 2016, I think. And I did that just one time in 2016 in Reno for 2 days with my son on the bag, which was a blast. But, there's that. But I'm like, if my goal is in 2020 or really 2019 December to go through Q School on the Champions Tour, PGA Tour Champions, to get out there, then I'm going to need to get all the reps I can. And so I'm excited about it. It's, I'm nervous. I'm, because I don't want to embarrass myself. But at the same time, it's reps, and that's what I'm going to get.
Sure,
and it looks like the weather is good. So I leave tomorrow. I'm going to hit some balls today. I got to go over to Art Selinger's place here, Power Golf, and get some, get my wedge, tweaked a little bit. I think it's too flat. And, it's funny when I'm not playing in tournaments, I don't care what my equipment does. It doesn't really matter. I have a goal to break 80 and to make a birdie. That's all I ever think of at home. And so far since I've set that bar, I've been able to
achieve it,
break 80 and make a birdie. So, but now that it's game on, I'm playing with these 25-year-old kids that hit the ball 350 and are really good. And I don't, I hope I beat somebody.
You will.
Well, and by the way, Art Selinger's place is right next door to Van Beesen, so it's an easy 1-2 step there to get your back worked on, then get your wedge worked on right next door where Art is. But it also, that category, Paul, you and I have talked about this before, so I had not recalled that was the way you got into this tournament, but that's kind of a category arranged or set up for the soon-to-be PGA Tour Champions players, right? The 48-49s are to give you this experience that you're talking about. That's exactly why that category is set up.
Yeah, I mean, because they realize, and I think it's awesome that there's an opportunity for this. Because, there's a lot of guys all these guys in the category are tuning up. You know, it's hard as a, you know, a late 40s guy to compete. You know, I know Phil Mickelson does it, and you know, Jim Furyk is 47 and he's competing and contending. Steve Stricker. But I mean, they're the elite guys, and it's hard. You know, the older you get, as you guys know, golly, as old as you guys are.
Good point. Good point.
And the stiffness factor in all the wrong places definitely creep in. So I think it's great. I'm thankful that I get an opportunity to play. It's going to be fun. You know, I know deep inside I can shoot well enough to make a cut. Can I win a tournament out there right now? Heck no. You know, I mean, a miracle can happen, but believe me, I don't know if I can play 4 days in a row. So if I make the cut, I'm going to be scared just to be able to walk up 18 on Sunday. But that being said, I'm really hoping, even if I miss the cut, I have a chance on the back nine on Friday. Isn't that funny? I mean, professional golfers
sure.
talking about, just want a chance to make the cut. But I'm so far out of game shape and physical shape. I'm getting there. I'm working on my body, which is awesome. But walking a golf course and swinging and playing inside the ropes, for those listeners that have never done it, well, who have done it for 4 days in a row, like a member guest type deal, they know, or they go to band and dudes, they know how worn out they are. Well, I'm anticipating needing lots of therapy next week when I get home, regardless.
Okay.
If I play 2 days,
all right.
2 or 4 days.
All right. I've heard enough of this now. Okay. Here it is. You're going to the chiropractor. You're going to Van Beezen. Then you're going over to Selinger to work on that.
Yeah.
We're going to call Dr. Bob Winters and have him contact you to get all these negative thoughts out of your head, because you're going
to
go out there and
play
good.
No, negative. See, what I try
you're
to do
play
is
good.
I try to throw all the negative crap up there so I can get it out of my head. Come game time, I mean, I'm going to be focused on the first hole where I want the ball to go. My driver, when I hit my driver, it will start a little bit up the left-hand side and it'll cut. That's what it does. It cuts. And so it doesn't go very far. It's like popcorn. Puck. But I know what it does. You know, putting, you know, that's putting and I'm a good chipper. I've always been a good iron player, but putting, I've been very streaky. And unfortunately, the reason I stopped playing is because my streaks got really short.
Yeah.
I went from maybe having streaks that lasted a month to maybe lasting three holes. And so I'm a little concerned. I'm actually bringing out the old Ping Zing 2 putter from the one I won with in 1997. I'm looking forward to that. So I mean, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to my pairing. I hope I get paired with like Frank Lulicklider and Sean McKeel and not, you know, Joe 24-year-old bomber and
yeah.
super stud. I'd rather play with guys that are, you know, will be limping up and down the fairways along with me. So.
But we're talking with Paul.
I'm a minute late. I'm a minute late from my appointment. I can't let these guys wait.
Okay. That's good.
Get.
We didn't get to ask you many questions because you answered them all.
Yeah, they're done.
Well, U.S. Open, I predict that Tiger Woods will be in the mix. Players Championship, I predict it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So there you go. I'm setting myself.
There you go.
Palmer and Spieth are going to win in New Orleans this week.
I think they have a great shot at winning this week.
I do, too.
Yep. Yeah, it could be a lot of fun.
You know, so Rod Pampling, he won the car yesterday at the the charity event at Preston Trail, which is always big. Our listeners have no idea what I'm talking about, but it's best pro-am run on the PGA Tour. The guys at PT, Cameron Doan and his staff, do an amazing job. Finn Ewing is the man here in Dallas-Fort Worth. He has got such a generous heart, and it's awesome. So, fun times. Dallas, the weather's perfect. I can't wait to go out and hit some balls after getting worked on here.
Hey,
perfect. All right, Paul. Have a good day. Have a great tournament, and we'll keep up with you. We'll talk to you next week, maybe after the tournament. Give us the lowdown on what you did.
Hey, I'd love that. That'd be great.
Perfect. See you, Paul.
All right, okay. Guys. Take care. Paul Stankowski.
There you go.
There he is.
That was good.
I knew he,
that was quick.
That
was good.
Yeah.
He got it all.
I didn't even know he was going to play in that tournament.
I didn't either.
You know, I called and said, hey, you want to be on the show? He goes, yeah. I had no idea he was going to be playing.
That's going to
be by the way, so he's playing in the web.com after this. Frank, I'm pretty sure he's playing in the drive, chip, and putt contest. He's going to take on some 12-year-olds. Because he's right. You know, when you're 48 years old and you're playing 22, 23-year-old guy, you got to be sitting there going, oh, my God, yeah, they're like your kids.
So yesterday, there's a big charity event they have every year here down at Governor's Club. Well, the storms were rolling through. We had flood alerts all over the city. Yeah. It was a mess. But I went down anyway just to see what it was, you know, what it was going to be like. And Governor's Club's great, beautiful place. On number one tee box, if you look to the left, it's where Carrie Underwood and Fisher live. So they live right there. And anyway, we're out there, and the wind's blowing the tents over. And I said, oh, well, boys, I'll see you. I'm out of here. So a lot of charity events this time of year. And it's it seems like it's always raining in this town when we have an event. I just don't understand why God hates Nashville so badly.
I'm sure there's a meteorological reason for it, but I think it's why there's also the Southeast is got all that humidity, and it probably is all about the Gulf of Mexico, right? I mean, the moisture, whether it's rain or it's just humid, it just swirls and it comes up
in
this area through Houston and then East Texas and then cuts over the Louisiana.
Build the wall real quick.
build a big anti-wetness wall.
Anti-wetness wall.
against the Gulf of Mexico, and you might be okay. But, yeah, I'm sure that it swirls. So, and unfortunately, you didn't get to experience a good day. I had a really good day yesterday.
Yeah, tell me about it. You were at the media event.
The media day for the Byron Nelson. And so it was a lot of fun. I was wrong last week in telling you, in the past they have, but that was at the Four Seasons. They've let us play or had us play from a lot of the pros' tees, not on every hole, but a lot of them. In this case, they didn't. We pretty much played the standard blue tees, not the championship tees, on almost all the holes. So that was reasonable, and that was good that we did that. Although on some of the holes, Frank, it does humble you when you stand there and you're going, okay, this is a 405 yard par four, whatever, and then you look back about 75 yards, 80 yards to where they're going to be teeing the ball. It's a nice wedge shot to just get to those guys' tee box way back in the corner because, you know, I mean, the pros commonly play 500 yard par fours, 480, 90 yard par fours. So, yeah, whole different experience. But anyway, we had a good time. Trinity Forest and AT&T was very hospitable. I got a nice, what do you call these? The cell. The charger, like that block charger, you know, that you can take on your
external
golf
charger.
Bag and,
you take in your car to keep your phone going. So
when
you
your phone's dying,
and
mine's
while you're playing golf.
Yeah. So mine's always dying on me. But anyway, so we got that. It was nice. So a lot of people showed up. The nice people at Trinity Forest hosted everything, and so food was great. And the clubhouse. When people go there, if people see it, or when they watch on TV, again to explain, very different golf course. Harrison Frazier was there to kind of talk about it because he, other than Crenshaw Core, the designers, know as much about this golf course as anybody. And so it is very links-like. You'll see that. There aren't any trees, water to speak of. So as he said, he goes, you know, it's like St. Andrews. Pros, if it's not blowing, the wind's not blowing, they should expect to shoot 64 like you would at St. Andrews. He said, whenever I played links courses overseas, if it's not blowing, they're pretty gettable. And he said,
but
this course will be gettable if it's not blowing. If it's blowing, you try to hold on to everything you can and not shoot 78. And so that's the difference. And maybe one day one day the next, we'll see how the weather turns up here in a few weeks for the Byron Nelson. But it'll be a very different look, and I'm sure they'll be talking about that. And, again, people not in the Dallas area will watch and hear about it. They'll be talking about the difference in this golf course, certainly from the Four Seasons the last 35 years, but almost any other stop on the tour, it's very, very different. Look about it.
Let me tell you something. Let's back up for a minute to Paul. Victoria National is a tough golf course.
Oh, I bet.
It's a beautiful place. It's a tough track. It's not too far from here. Like I say, I may run up there if he's going to be playing. I'm going to go up there and cheer him on. You know,
it's what, 3 hours from you? Four hours from you?
About 2.5-3 hours. Yeah, it's not far.
Yeah,
it's great. You know, I could just ride in the car and listen to our repeats of our shows.
I was gonna mention to him before he hung up on us I was watching whatever during the Masters, just some coverage, and they showed a picture of Tiger on one hole. I don't know where it might have been 18, but not, I don't think, on Sunday. Anyway, regardless, he was pumping his fist. So it was just a still shot of him kind of pumping his fist after making a putt with the leaderboard behind him.
And Stankowski was on it. I saw it.
And Stankowski was like right behind. I think it was Tiger, Kite, Stankowski, maybe Stankowski, Kite, or something like that. But of course, the thing, and Paul's very proud of that, but he'll also say, and did you notice the score? Tom Kite and I were like 2 under, and he was 17 under or something. Like, we were so far back of Tiger. He said we might have been in second and third, but we had no idea. I mean, there was not even a drop of hope that anybody was going to catch the guy come Sunday. So anyway, it probably was on Sunday because I think he was wearing a red shirt, Tiger was, but it was just a putt on a birdie on 13th hole or something like that, and they showed the scoreboard. So that's kind of neat, though. I mean, you know, in your career life to say, hey, I was on the leaderboard with Tiger at the Masters. No matter what the score was, just cover that right side of the column there, what the scores were.
Just
there's your name.
A professional golfer. I mean, and Paul is so humble and so much fun to be around. He's just a great guy. And so is our buddy Ryan Palmer and Jordan Spieth. I really hope I hope they pull this one off. I think that would be a great win for Texas, for the state of Texas.
It would be very cool. The Zurich Classic of New Orleans is a partner golf course.
Yeah.
I mean, a golf tournament. So it's a different format as well. We're talking about different golf courses. This is a very unique format, but one that the players like. You know, they like playing match play every now and then at the Dell match play in Austin. They like playing. In the past, remember, there was a Stableford system that they played at Cherry Hills?
Never liked that.
They played in Colorado. You didn't like the Stableford?
Nah, not really.
I liked it as a change of pace. I liked it that it was a different way. It was giving you points for eagles and birdies and taking away points. It's the same one they play when they play that celebrity tournament in Tahoe, and that's why you see Charles Barkley. While the leaders are 40 under or whatever, plus 40 points, Charles is like minus 310 because you lose points.
So horrible.
For bogeys and double bogeys. So, yeah, it's kind of it's kind of a different format. So they're doing the same thing in New Orleans, have partners. So it's kind of fun. The defending champions, Cameron Smith and Jonas Blix, returning to action. So, yeah. Be a different format this weekend.
It's going to be a good
tournament.
They do
it every
New Orleans is fun. And now on every tee box during this tournament, every tee box has a featured restaurant.
Yes.
18 different restaurants, buddy. And it is so you can gain 30 pounds just in a round of golf. I mean, it is so much fun.
They're kind of known for their food, are they not, in New Orleans?
Yeah. See, what I wanted to do, if I didn't have a house guest coming in from Los Angeles who wants to play golf this week, I need to call and get some psychological help from Dr. Bob Winters. If I didn't have a house guest coming, I was going to drive to Memphis, about 2.5 hours from here, get on the train and ride the train. The City of New Orleans is the name of the train, the Amtrak train, and ride it into New Orleans to go to the tournament for a couple of days. Just for the fun of riding the train. So much fun. Just get on that train and go to the
Did not know that.
Observation car, which has a bar, and just, you know, break out your laptop and, you know, do a little work, and just enjoy the ride. Yeah,
it's
goes to Chicago. That train goes to Chicago, by the way, from there.
Is it a 3 or 4 hour? How long is the train?
It's about 5.5-6 hours. Yeah, something like that.
That's a long ride. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's fun. It's fun, though.
Okay,
it's just,
I'll take your word for it.
Trains are great. I love trains better than planes.
Yeah, let's take a break if we could. We're going to have Bob Bupka join us here, so I want to make sure that we get Bob on the air and everything's smooth and sailing. Is he in Houston?
And you can oil your chair during the break? Is that...
No, I like rolling on
my chair. I kind of like the creaking. But bogey barking in the background, your chair creaking.
Yeah, I was going to say, between bogey
this
and the chair.
Show has ambiance. Ambiance, not to be confused with Beyonce.
Yeah, that's
ambiance.
What you can call it. We'll do it.
Okay.
All right, let's take a break, and Bob Bupka will join us when we come back. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Stay with us. And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you, along with Frank Bassett in the Nashville studios. We had Paul Stankowski on in Dallas, and now I'm guessing we're going a little bit farther south, staying in the state of Texas with Bob Bupka in Houston. Join us now, Bob. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Good.
Everybody's good. Everybody's good. All right, you are in Houston, right? I know you're a world traveler, but are you at home this week?
Yeah, I am in Houston, and I'm kind of rejoicing a little bit, and I think maybe real quick, share this story with your listeners. They may or may not be familiar with the fact that this past week I had received word that the National Golf Club in Southampton, located right next door to Shinnecock, that the clubhouse was on fire. I mean, I was devastated.
No.
The artifacts and golf memorabilia, guys, that are in this clubhouse cannot be duplicated. And as far as clubhouses go, you can talk the one down at Augusta National, you can talk St. Andrews, but National Golf Links certainly belongs in that conversation. I'm happy to report that the fire was contained to just the roof and everything was saved. So a National Golf treasure still is okay. And how good is National Golf Links? Well, 30-plus years ago, guys, I was in a car with Ben Crenshaw. We were going from Shinnecock over to National, and Ben looked over at me and he said, "Bob, I'm going to tell you one thing. The two fine, Shinnecock and National are the two finest golf courses in the world that touch one another." And I was just with Ben recently, reminded him of what he told me, and he says, "You know, Bob, it's still true today. There are no two finer golf facilities anywhere any better than those two, the criteria being that they have to touch one another."
Oh, nice. Well, I'm glad all that stuff was saved. That sure would have been a great loss. Had that stuff burned up.
Well, Bob, go ahead and get the fillet, aged USDA prime fillets ready, because we'll be there at Shinnecock with you. So get them ready.
Oh boy, we're gonna have we're gonna have some fun that week. I'll tell you that much.
Oh yeah.
For anybody that have you been out there, Frank?
I've never been to Shinnecock. Never.
Never been there either. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. You know, I had played Shinnecock growing up as a kid, and you know, I thought it was a great golf course, don't get me wrong. But until I got in this business and then I started traveling and seeing all the great golf courses, not only in the United States but in the world, Shinnecock just kept going up and up and up as far as a golf test. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. It's so natural. It's so pretty. And one, you know, I did get invited to National to play in an invitational. I was just a young kid. I was maybe 22, 23 years old. I certainly didn't have a lot of money, but I was invited through a friend, and I received word after qualifying that I was going to play against a guy by the name of Lord Taylor. And all I had heard about Lord Taylor was that he was this unbelievably wealthy individual. And I remember that Saturday morning like it was yesterday. I was standing on the first tee. I had my ball in the ball washer. I'm getting it ready for my match. Lord Taylor walks up on the tee, announces to his caddy, "Throw me two sleeves." And the caddy takes out six brand-new Titleists, flips them over to Lord Taylor. If you aim backwards on the first tee of National, you're facing Peconic Bay, a beautiful body of water. Lord Taylor, to warm up, hit six brand-new Titleists into Peconic Bay while I was washing my ball to get ready to play him. I'll never forget the feeling. He thought he was going to intimidate me, and it almost worked.
That's a good brutal, story. Though. That's brutal. That's a great story. Yeah. Hey, yeah, Bob, we wanted to get you on just for a brief, quick comment before we have to end the show today, because you know, of course, the Players Championship, New Orleans this week. Of course, that tournament's always great. The Players
Zurich
Championship,
Classic,
the Zurich Classic, the Players Championship coming up, which will be there, and you'll be there with us. So you know, hopefully, you'll be doing some shows with Tim and I from the Media Center there at the Players Championship. Possibly from the Marriott Sawgrass lobby. We're hoping for that one. But we wanted to get a preview of Shinnecock because it's just so important. It's coming up in 2 months now, and it's been a long time since it's been there, and you know that course intimately. So we just wanted to get you a couple of your insights into the upcoming 2018 U.S. Open.
Well, you know, the golf course Open, they held the second U.S. Open there ever in 1896. First one was up in Newport, and to date, they've had three professionals since 1900, so that tells you a little something about the place. It's a wonderful test of golf. It's a little bit of a sore spot for Jack Nicklaus. The only golf ball he ever lost was his opening tee shot back in the 1986 U.S. Open at Shinnecock. He teed off from the 10th hole, pushed it way right into the gorse, and they never found the golf ball. And I always, every time I get next to Jack, I always kid him about, "Boy, I'm still looking for that ball. I think it'd be worth a lot of money.
but that makes
him happy.
But it is it's an incredible place. The views are magnificent. The test is going to be challenging. Ironically enough, and I'm going to be candid by saying this, the golf course is going to be set up easier now than it has for the 86, 95, and 04 U.S. Opens there, which... you know, it's the philosophy of the USGA, following in the footsteps of the people at the Masters, where they really want birdies, they want eagles. You know, they're going for the entertainment factor more than the testing of the golfer factor. So that part we'll have to wait and see. And here's one interesting fact. It's always windy at Shinnecock. Always. Yet, 86, 95, and 04, that's 12 rounds of U.S. Open competition. 11 of those 12 rounds were played with absolutely no wind. It's almost an impossibility to go to Shinnecock and get a non-windy day, yet 11 of the 12 rounds in recent history have been without wind. You get a little 10, 15-mile-an-hour wind at Shinnecock, and I guarantee you the best players in the world are going to have their hands full.
Well, that's totally out of character for the USGA to set up a U.S. Open that's going to play to birdies and excitement and all that. Usually it's set up to play to suicides and, you know, wife beatings and whatever. I mean, the course is so hard you want to go home and kick your dog.
Yeah, well, just think Erin Hills.
Sure. Yeah.
That was in the modern philosophy.
Yeah.
You know, hey, these people are a lot smarter than me. So I'm just talking personal taste. I like to see it be a thorough examination. The 86 one was incredible. After three rounds, there were 11 players within two shots of the lead. Greg Norman was in the lead, and that was after just giving away the Masters that year when he made bogey on the last hole. Otherwise, he'd have been in a playoff with Jack Nicklaus, and who knows how that would have turned out. But Greg Norman never did go on to win a Masters. He never did go on to win a U.S. Open, but he certainly was knocking on the door, especially there in 86. Raymond Floyd went on to win. We had Corey Pavin as the winner in 95 and 04. It was Retief Goosen, who I think took 21 putts on the final 18 holes. He just put on a demonstration with the short stick that was absolutely incredible.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be the U.S. Open again at Shinnecock. Will be in a while, but like we said, it'll be here before you know it. Brooks Koepka, defending champion, 14th through the 17th of June is the dates for the U.S. Open at Shinnecock, and we'll all be there. It should be exciting. Bob, thank you so much for your time and your insight, and again, we're glad that the memorabilia was saved from the fire, so absolutely. Thanks for that update and letting people know, too. That's it was a great story, but also good to know that it all worked out all right.
And Bob,
hey, thanks.
We'll see
thanks
you at the Players' Championship also, so we're looking forward
to
that.
And I want to be there. And if anybody wants to improve their game this spring, just go to vertgolf.com. Get yourself one of those magic three woods or magic drivers. You'll thank Frank, Tim, and I for the tip.
Yeah, vertical groove driver is, I have one. It comes in a gorgeous case, but it also does gorgeous things on the golf course. I really like it. It's a great product. I haven't hit the three wood yet. Looking forward to it. So maybe we'll
it'll
get to do that
your life.
Montevideo. Yeah. And also,
perfect.
Don't forget, Bob, your show, where can they hear The Grill Room?
Absolutely everywhere. The easiest way is just ask Alexa, play The Grill Room Golf Show. Hey, one quick question that I wanted to ask you, Frank Bassett.
Yes, sir.
You know, they're trying something new down in New Orleans this year. The players are going to be brought to the first tee with their choice of music. So my question to Frank Bassett, with your extensive music background, Tim and Frank have to go to the first tee. What are you going to have playing?
One of my favorite songs, a band I'm very familiar with, played with at one time, Tower of Power, We Came to Play.
There you go. That sounds good.
That would be
I'm going to go with Hey 19 from Steely Dan.
Hey, you guys got good ones.
Yep. I love Steely Dan.
We Came to Play. Check it out. Tower of Power, We Came to Play. It's a live recording.
Well, take care, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
all
Bob.
Right, Bob. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.
All right, Bob Bubka. Houston, actually. I didn't know that. I'm going to have to watch. I had no idea they're coming to the T-Box with their favorite music being played. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's really going to be
a lot
neat.
Of different variety.
We came to play a great song. Check it out, Tim. That's a good song.
Hey, somebody's going to, you know, somebody on the PJ Tour is going to Kistner, somebody's going to come with like Megadeth or Judas Priest or something like that. You just know there's going to be some heavy metal thrown in there too.
Meatloaf.
So, yeah. So everybody's got their own taste. That's great. All right. Well, we're out of time.
Railroad. Who knows? Led Zeppelin on the first tee.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin, a little bit of everything.
Frank Zappa on the first tee.
Little rap. Somebody's going to put some rap in there.
No, please.
Oh, they will.
No.
Somebody will.
Some of that rap's pretty good. Hey, we got to go.
We're done.
We're
done. Yeah, we do. We're done.
We got
to
get
Thanks to
here.
Paul Stankowski for being with us. Good luck to Paul this weekend coming up at the Web.com tournament in Indiana. Thanks to Bob Bupka also for joining us. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for listening to us, everybody. Please join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.